Let's get ready for the 2022 high school football season, a rite of passage. Illinois high school football historian we visit with kind of every time or every year at this time, Kev Varney, compiles a list. He calls it Project 300 now. We're basically talking about wins of high school programs. And let's just begin, I guess, the question probably you get asked the most, why you do this?
Quite honestly, I got nothing better to do. No, really, it's just a matter of when I started this back in 2011, 2012, I had gotten some impetus from a former sportscasting colleague of mine and noticed that there really wasn't a actual list that was actually showing what you consider a complete listing of schools in the state of Illinois. Because you could go to one source, you could find one thing, you go to another place, you find something else different. So I kind of wanted to bring those things together to bring some consistency.
And it serves as a resource for a lot of different people that follow the sport, whether it be in media or whether it be fans or whether it be coaches. And you look at, you know, some of the milestones heading into 2022. We have a program that has won over 800 games now, and they're ranked number one in terms of wins, and it doesn't look like they're going to give that up anytime soon. You're talking about East St. Louis, but there's been some other milestone wins within the last couple of years where you reach 600, 500, and 400 victories, I think, throughout the state, and several into the 300 category as well.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. When I started doing this list, basically, the first one came out in 2012. We had like 112 schools on the list, and they were the ones that had 400 victories or more. Only 46 schools had a total of 500 wins or more. This year's list, we have over 100 schools with 500 victories or better, and the list goes about 350 schools deep.
So 10 years of doing this, so that's a pretty important milestone for you too then, right? I mean, doing this every year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tom Sikorsky and I, who I work with on this, it's been a very valuable source. I mean, nothing against what the IHSA does, but I mean, they only get what they can get when it comes to what, you know, records are submitted to them. I mean, some of the stuff we have even supersedes what they don't have. So as a result, this kind of helps bridge the gaps.
And you have kind of a grandiose plan, I see, in the communication you've mailed out this week. Your future plans are to present a list with a win total for every high school in the state that had varsity programs, which is approximately 750 schools, if not more. How are you going to do that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you right now. Right now, as I've been putting together spreadsheets for each school in the state that's played, you know, Tom has 70 years worth of material there. The IHSA also has details. You can go out and you look at your books on classmates.com, for example, and go to other places. And we've already got about 600 schools that we've done research on, and I've put together a list. There's probably at least another 150 up to 200 schools that we haven't even scratched the surface on. And the fact is, a lot of those schools may not have even won 300 games. Because remember, you got the 350 that have won 300 already. Then on another tab on that spreadsheet that I sent you and some of the other people out there, there's at least another 70 schools that are coming up on 300. They're between 250 to 299. So right there, you add those together, that's well over 400. And then other spreadsheets that I've put together and people don't even know about, especially a lot of smaller schools and even ones in Chicago. I mean, I think when we're all said and done, we're going to be looking at least 750 to maybe 800 schools going through the history of, you know, high school football in the state of Illinois.
Well, and then just as far as the list is concerned, you know, it looks like, you know, consistent winners are at the top. So there's not going to be much change from year to year. And East St. Louis has a 29-win lead on Mount Carmel out of Chicago, 809 to 780. Then Tuscola, 742. Arcola, 739. I mean, there's some wiggle room there potentially for a change. Loyola Academy out of the Chicago Wilmette area, fifth with 728. And then you got Wheaton Warrenville South now, 712 is sixth. Illini West, which includes the Carthage Heritage, 697. Joliet Catholic, 694. Champaign Central, 690. And Rock Island, 686 in the top 10, just five wins ahead of Geneseo High School at 681. So, when you look at the top 10, you know, you're seeing a lot of the schools that are consistent winners, and you're probably not going to see much of a change in terms of, you know, when you talk about the top 10 in the near future, at least.
Yeah, you're right about that. Unless somebody really gets out, or East St. Louis or Eastside falls down and Mount Carmel continues to surge forward, I don't see too much of a, any movement. But I will tell you this, in terms of winning percentages, Frankfurt East or the Lincoln Way East is getting close. This is a school that opened in 2001 with its first varsity program. Never had a losing program at all. They've had winning records under Raza Vanya. As it turns out, they're only two games short of the 250 minimum for best winning percentages. If they had the 250 right now, they show that they're over 83%. East St. Louis is number one at just under 80%. So next year, if they continue the winning ways over there at Frankfurt, they're going to be on top in that department.
All right. Anything else, Kev, that you need to mention about the list before we let you leave us?
Well, I will say this much. I mean, it's a continuing labor of love for both Tom and I to continue putting this together. And at the same time, too, it's just that we would definitely like to show that, our history has always been rich here in Illinois. Sure, we may not be one of the notable states out there where high school football's kings, such as places like Texas and Pennsylvania and Ohio, but same time, too, that Illinois has a pretty rich history, and it certainly cannot be forgotten.
All right, good stuff as always from Illinois high school football historian Kev Varney. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time as always.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.